Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World, right here on 91.1 WEDM.
Welcome to another edition of Warren's World. I am Davion Hart, and we're here to talk about show choir with my special guest, Shakia Adams.
Hi.
So how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
Great. So for people who don't know about show choir, can you tell us about it?
Show choir is basically where you sing and dance. It's an advanced choir compared to choirs like Fermata or Bella Notte. We also have unisex choirs with all girls and mixed choirs with boys and girls.
Okay. So how early do you guys have to get up, or like how late do you have to stay after?
Okay. When it comes to practice, it depends. Sometimes we have practices from 3 to 5:30 on Mondays, and on Thursdays we have them from till school ends at 3 o'clock to 5:30. When it comes to competitions, we usually get to the school at 5 o'clock, and depending on if the choirs go to night finals, we usually get back to the school at 12 o'clock a.m., 1 a.m.-ish.
And do you guys, like, prepare for the script for, like, some days, weeks, or, like, you guys months ahead?
We prepare our show before competition season starts, and we usually done 1 month before competition season starts, so we can focus on like dynamics of the songs and cleaning our dance moves.
Okay, and on top of that, can you explain to us like the different jobs of show choir?
The different jobs of show choir, we have captains, we have PR, secretary, dance captains, presidents, and vice presidents.
Okay, can you tell us like the difference between all of those?
A PR is they deal with media. They do like our highlights, Instagram page, connection Instagram page. Secretary, they take attendance and stuff like that. Our president, they figure out what we're going to do day by day, and like they put together outside activities like our annual pajama jam or our Thanksgiving dinner. Our dance captain, they're in charge of dances, and they, like, clean our dances. And if we have any problems with dance moves or don't know what dance moves to do, we usually go to them if we're not going to our choreographer.
Okay, so basically you guys have directors like we do, but just more smaller tasks, jobs to focus on.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Which one would you say is most difficult?
Most difficult, I'd probably say dance captain, because they're more into the class. They have a lot of authority, and we dance almost every day, so they're constantly doing their job.
Okay, and how do you guys collaborate as a team?
We collaborate as a team by trying to come together as one. It's been really difficult for us to this year to come together, so we've really been working on bonding, and like we have our circles where we just talk about like our show and what it means to us and how we feel about how it's going.
Okay, so as far as your season being difficult, is it like making it more difficult that you have newcomers, or just based off what you told me?
So at the beginning of the year, the choir is really sectioned off into two groups, the new people and the veterans. So it's really hard for us to merge because the veterans already know everything and the newcomers aren't really used to show choir like this. So it's hard for the newcomers to really get into being into show choir.
Okay. Do you guys like have any class like before? Like for us, we have intro to radio. Do you have any intro classes or no?
Yes, but they're not advanced choir. They're just regular choir, like Fermata, Bella Notte, Boys of Harmony, chambers where they just sing.
Okay. Is it mandatory for people to take those classes?
Yes, it is. You have to be in a regular choir for you to go into an advanced choir because you have to audition.
Okay, and what grade level can participate?
Sophomores to seniors.
Okay, and then my very last one is, would you ever take this into the real world?
Yes. Since this is my first year being in show choir, I've really thought about being a show choir director in the future. I've also thought about running for dance captain next year for my senior year. So it's really given me motivation and motive to do this once I get out of high school.
Okay, thank you for telling us about show choir, and this is really great for the Warren Central Warriors around us to be here and know about this, and hopefully we'll get you guys out there for more people to participate in and come see you and just to know about show choir itself.
Thank you.
Up next is Camry and Maurice with their Warren's World.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of Warren's World. I'm your host alongside my co-host,
Camry.
And today we are talking all about, you know, as we roll into spring break, we talk a lot about college if you're a senior. And we talk about accepting letters, but we don't ever talk about preparing for those things. Even if you're much younger and not in the same, you know, class as we are, we could still give you some advice about preparing for college.
You had to start working your way up to doing your scholarship.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
So, Maurice, give me a little advice.
Well, to be honest, the best advice I could give you, or I guess I could start off with, is starting to research what college you want to go to. Don't just jump into a college that you don't personally know, because then you kind of blindside yourself and, you know, not really doing the things that's best for you, because what works for you might not work for someone else and vice versa. Yeah. So, like, if you're going to go to a college, don't go because your friend is going. Go because you actually have done your research and you've done everything that you need to prepare yourself for a successful future in college.
And don't go just because, oh, this is where my family's gone and this is where I'm going to go. So it's tradition. And don't go just because it's a big name, like Notre Dame and Purdue and all the big names here and in other states. Like, just because it has a big name doesn't mean that might be the best college that fits for you or works for you, because not every college works for everybody, and people transfer all the time, and that's okay. It's not bad to transfer to another college. If it doesn't work out for you, that's showing that you're moving on and you're doing bigger and better things.
Exactly. And I think the first thing to really do, and I kind of probably already mentioned this, but go ahead and start doing research. But, like, start doing it much earlier than you want to, because if you are prepared, you kind of know and you already prepped for those college acceptance letters, or you're preparing for those scholarships that you want to get to go to that college. So
I would say start really freshman year.
Yeah.
Just start scouting out, like, just a little research over the years. Like, but I would say really juniors need to start preparing for college. Junior year.
Exactly.
That's when you need to start preparing. Senior year is not the time to prepare. Senior year, you want to cruise through it. You don't want to rush and get everything together and then not know where you're going for the next couple months after your high school.
Right.
Like, you just want to have everything planned out and prepared.
Right. And I want to mention, it's never too late to start looking for a college, even if you're a senior. I mean, even if you're listening to this and like, oh, I should have started out, like, sooner. Just start now with where you are and work with what you have, because once you find the interest of what college you want to go to and what they have to offer you, like I said, don't just jump into a college because of, you know, they have a media class. Like, for instance, when I was applying to colleges, I really did want to go to a school that had a lot of, like, media, like, broadcasting and radio type of things. But smart idea is, if I, like, just jump into any college, it may not be the program that I was anticipating. So,
yeah. And then smaller colleges. Oh, yes. Yeah. So smaller colleges sometimes are better than bigger colleges.
Exactly.
You can be a small fish in a big pond and then not know what you're doing. Or you can be a big fish in a small pond. It's up to you. But either one could work for you. So don't, like, count out smaller colleges. Oh, they're small. They might not have the same skills as a bigger college. So what? It might be better.
Right. And which is so important, because if you feel like you're more someone who really wants that solo time with your professor, then go to a much smaller school, because I think in those kind of, like, bigger schools, you don't really get that attention that you kind of anticipated or that you wanted. So
Another thing that I would say to help prepare for college is, if you've already been accepted, start planning out how you want your dorm room to look. Start planning out how you want your schedule to look. Like, base your thing, like, base your lifestyle around your school schedule. So if you're working, base it around, like, just everything, base it around school. So, like, you're not trying to fit school into your life. School should already be in it. So just fit everything else around it.
You know what I'm saying? Right, exactly. Because, I mean, once you surround yourself and what the things that you want, it'll motivate you to kind of keep going. Because like you said, the dorm, start thinking about what you want to do with your dorm.
Yeah.
Because that's the place you're going to be studying. That's the place you're going to be sleeping. And that's the place where you're going to do the best of your studying. So, I mean.
Yeah, you want, and then try to make it homey. Like, it's your home away from home. Like, of course, it's not going to be the best place to sleep and be at, but it's where you're going to be living for the next months throughout the school year. So you just want to try to make it homey, make it roomy, like make it where how your room at home should be at your college, even though just on a smaller
exactly.
scale.
I mean, because like if your room is like really dirty and doesn't play off with what you kind of want out of your life, let's say your goal is to be a photographer, then put a lot of photographer pictures of the work you've done in your room and kind of just like make it look really nice. Because
you have to be mindful for your other roommate as well if you have one.
So yeah, consider those factors too. But I think another thing is figure out what you want to do. I think we can sit here and talk about how much we can prepare, but what are you going to do in college? Figure out that first, because a lot of people go into college not knowing what they want to do, and they switch majors a lot. And,
but that's okay. It's okay to
change.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong. But yeah, it's nothing wrong with that, because if you want to change something and you know it's not for you, then go ahead and change it. But do not let the distraction of starting over kind of conflict the way you think that you're supposed to be doing something, like, or I guess supposed to be doing, because you're obligated to feel that way.
So just to piggyback off of what you were saying, make sure you know what you want to do, because you might want to be in like hair, like cosmetology, but then you might be like, oh, that doesn't really, I liked that in high school, but now I want to branch out and do something else, like auto collision or anything. Like, just don't stick to one thing. Try multiple things, because you might find something that you like better than the other, and one thing might connect with another thing. Like TV and radio, they both connect together, even though I was nervous about either one. Mm-hmm. And they just connect together, so now you can move on and be better in both areas.
Right. And another thing I would actually really, really love to mention is, like, read as much as possible about, you know, not just about the college, but what they have to offer. And I'm talking like in the meal plans, like the dorm, the cost, and look into those things. Because when you read all about those things, you can think about what is financially going to work for you, and think about the location of that college too. So
yeah, make sure you talk to people that's there as well, because they know what it's like. They're in the college. Like,
yeah.
You want to know all the nooks and crannies. Make sure you get all that from the college tours or people who are branching out.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, you want to know if you're going to be a student that works while you're in college, definitely figure out the location, what best works for you. So if you're going to a school in a very like rural area, there's not that many things. I would really probably reiterate this, but in the side of speech, because if you want to work, you have to find a place that's not too far, so that way you're not spending money on gas or, you know, having to catch the bus. In fact, I think the smart idea is to, when you're looking for a job, when you're going into college, is look to see if there are any like college jobs that you can do at your school. So yeah.
And then another thing I would say is, before you go to college, make sure you have like a job.
Yeah.
So like you don't want to go in college broke or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, so like for me, I'm saving right now for a computer and a nice camera.
Right.
Before I go up to college, and a nice little truck and change. So when I'm out there looking for a job, I won't be struggling just to make ends meet or just to eat or just to go out with people, you know, that I might meet. Because you want to have that, when you have that nice cushion there to support you, like, even. Because
it prepares you for the thing that's supposed
to come. Yeah, like you might have stuff you have to pay while you get to college that you didn't know about, but now.
Like your deposit or, you know, stuff like, you need to be like reading a lot into those things and like doing more research, not just based on the college, but the location and like the jobs that are around there, or, you know.
Yeah, just like to save. Just save your money. Don't spend all your money. I know it's college and you want to probably have fun, but just save it.
Yeah.
Save and spend it all.
Right. I mean, because it's really important to be like, it would feel good to be financially like stable, especially when you're in college, because a lot of people tend to drop out because they can't afford it every month, which, I mean, like I said, you need to be looking for a job or already have a job lined up, so that way when you're moved, you're making some source of income. So, you know, so that's really important.
And then something else I would say is just be prepared to not just prepare to just prepare yourself for what's about to happen. Like,
a lot of things are going to be changing.
Yeah.
Like, you got to prepare yourself for the change, because it's going to suck when you move away from family, and you're probably going to feel homesick for a few, I guess, maybe weeks or months. But eventually you'll be more comfortable because you'll make friends while you're in college. So kind of prepare yourself for those changes to be made.
Yeah. I would say start doing stuff on your own. You're going to be by yourself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Start doing stuff by yourself. Like, go to the mall by yourself. Go places by yourself. Like, you're going to be doing that anyways in college. So might as well start getting used to it sooner or later.
And yeah, like, as you mentioned that, like, going places, definitely going to college tours, because it's really important to see what the college is like and where you eat, or, you know, if you like the rooms, or like if that room is for you, or
like,
you know what I'm saying, right?
And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like the places around it, like, you might be like, oh, I like this Steak and Shake, oh, I like this stuff like that.
Yeah. So I mean, like, it's always important to really go to a college tour and just kind of ask a lot of questions, because like, if you ask a lot of questions, they have a lot of answers.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask questions. Yeah, like, if you think, oh, this question might be the smartest, or it sounds kind of stupid, it doesn't matter. Ask it anyways. It's better to know than to not know anything.
Exactly. So it's like, don't be nervous to ask questions, because there's people who are going to be on a college tour, if you are going on a college tour, that are going to probably have the same questions as you. So it's good to ask questions. And another thing is, embrace, you know, I guess we kind of already mentioned this, but embrace your time management skills, because we tend to waste a lot of time worrying about what is right or what is the wrong choice to make, because, you know, so be a better time management, I guess, person. But it's funny, because like, I've gotten a lot better over the years at like being a better time manager, or is that even a manager?
Management. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel that it's like, when you're in college, you're probably going to do probably twice as much of the work as you would in high school, because it's, you know, it's like adults going to a school, and it's like, it's more of an oomph for you, because like, it's, it prepares you for the real world, and the things that you will have to do and the consistency of that will get you farther along in life. So learn how to embrace time management tools and like skills.
So what helped you with your time management? Like,
I think, cause I used to say this to myself. I used to be like, oh, I'm work so good under peer pressure, like because that's last minute things. I work a lot of better on at the end of things when they're actually supposed to be due, which is a terrible thing, I shouldn't even admit. But like, honestly, I think the thing that got me better is writing and having a planner. So like, before you go to college, have like a planner that you write down things that need to be done. Let's say you need to work, or you need to write a paper, you need to turn, you need to study for this test, or, you know. But it's all about, you know, time management and how you look at what you need to be doing, and not waiting until the last minute to do it.
Because you don't want
to
pull all-nighters in college. I would say, for me, how I got better at my time management, was having a job and going to school and having, like, my after-school activities or whatever else. Because it helps you balance everything out, make a planner, know what you're going to do for this week, today. Just anything like that, like, so you don't forget any little thing that you have. Because having a job is hard. That's how college is going to be. It's hard. But people have done it. You can do it. Like, it's not impossible.
Exactly. It's like, when you kind of get yourself into a job, you realize that it kind of does pay off, because you're paying for college and you're paying for all these things that you kind of want to better for your future. But another thing that kind of ties into a job is also getting involved in college. Like, it's good to have a job outside of college, but it's also good to be involved. So kind of step out of your comfort zone and like, be prepared to be involved in things that you would, that kind of blow your interest, because that's where you kind of start your career.
It's just going to be like high school, like join clubs, join sororities, join fraternities.
Yeah.
Like, anything that interests you, if something catches your eye, look further, go deeper into it. You might like it, and you might enjoy it and start something new that you never may have thought you would have.
Exactly. Well, I think that was a good talk about college preparation. And if you guys would like any more tips, just let us know in the comments. And I guess other than that, we are going to go. Thanks for joining in, Camry.
Thank you for having me.
Well, anyways, I'll talk to all of you in the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye. Coming up next is these Warren's World, so stay tuned.
What up, what up, you guys? It's your girl, DJ Z, back at it again for the hour, and we are going to have a great time. Wait, I forgot, like I always do, this isn't on air. This is Warren's World. Cute intro. We already know I don't have an intro. Okay, so let's get into it. I am here with three lovely ladies. Please introduce yourselves.
My name is Allie, and I'm the student council president.
Hello, I'm Miss Muller, and I'm one of the student council advisors.
Miss Bush, and I'm also a student council advisor.
So, Miss Muller and Miss Bush, how long have you been advisors of student council?
Well, this is my 21st year teaching here at Warren Central, and this is my fifth year recently with student council, but I also worked with student council for approximately 10 years when I started teaching, so 15 for me.
Wow.
And this is my fifth year of student council, and I've just worked exclusively with Ms. Moeller, and also want to give a shout out to Mr. Joseph McGowan, who is not here today with us, but who's also really, an advisor.
He's really the brains behind the organization.
So, Allie, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been a part of student council?
Just in high school?
Yes.
I've been a part of it since freshman year.
Wait, you just said just in high school?
Yeah.
How long have you been a part of student council in general?
I think I started in student council when I was in fifth grade.
Wow. So you just ran with it.
Yeah.
Nice. So is there any requirements for those who are in student council to get, well, are there any requirements for people to get into student council?
Most definitely. We ask that our members submit an application along with yearly dues. Those dues do get them the opportunity to attend our annual leadership retreat, as well as receive two student council shirts.
Hmm.
It's also open to all grades, freshman through senior. So we just try to get a variety of students, and as long as you fill out the application, you're in good standing with your teachers, classes, and the deans, then you are more than welcome to become a part of the Warren Central Student Council.
Hmm. Nice.
Once in student council, Allie's going to talk to you about what requirements you have after you've been given membership.
After you are accepted into the student council, you're required to get 10 hours of service through your community, which we offer, and mostly just uphold your title of being a student council member throughout your time here at Warren and after.
Huh. So what does a student council member do? Like, is there any specific tasks besides those that you've already named?
We have monthly meetings that happen during the school day, and mostly you just have to attend 80% of those and just uphold your grades and make sure that you're the leaders of the school.
Hmm.
Within the student council, we have some projects that we spearhead yearly, one of which is prom. That's our next big event that's upcoming, as well as a teacher appreciation breakfast each semester, and Huddle Up Against Hunger. That's a canned food drive that we sponsor, and the children's Christmas party, where our students in different classes sponsor elementary school students and purchase them gifts for Christmas.
That's nice.
Another event that we help out a lot is our Sunny Day, which is a pantry that Warren Township families get to go to and purchase food with cards. And we have volunteers that go and help and sort the food and clothing that they get to buy.
So what is it? What is the atmosphere like being in student council?
I think it is an atmosphere. Obviously, they're student leaders, and so they're excited about giving back to the community, about being leaders in the building. So we're always brainstorming, thinking of how we can continue to help the community grow and be better, as well as continue to help Warren be a better place as well. It's a spirit of giving back.
That's nice. Are you friends with your other student council members?
Yeah, I would say that being a part of student council, you get to build bonds that you wouldn't get to build unless you were in student council. So I definitely agree with you, do build relationships throughout it.
In all actuality, I was student council president when I attended Warren Central, and one of the girls that was an officer with me, we have maintained a friendship throughout the years, and now our kids go to elementary school together, and we both help out with the PTA at our kids' schools. So it's really interesting that we have literally had a lifelong friendship.
That's awesome. What are some opportunities that being in student council give you? Did that question make sense?
Well, I think the opportunities we've kind of alluded to already is those opportunities to give back to the Warren community. And I think that's what makes our student council special, is most of the community service we do directly affects our students, whether it's in the elementary or the middle school, the high school, or even if you're not a Warren Township student but you live in our community. Those, I think that is what makes our student council special, is that we are giving back to directly to those who, you know, maybe our neighbor or that we see at the grocery store.
I definitely think that being a part of student council, it's an eye-opening experience, getting to work with different types of people, and it definitely helps you in the long run.
Nice.
I think as student council advisors, we like that we can try to teach our officers skills of being organized, of leading a meeting, of talking to people in the community, being able to put on an event from start to finish. So those employability skills, I think we try to offer and teach our officers.
So I recall you guys bringing up the fact that you guys are doing prom. The other two. What were the other two? I can't recall them. Oh my gosh.
Children's Christmas Party.
Children's Christmas Party and
Hoo-ah.
What is it like creating events for people to go to?
It's very rewarding in the end, but very stressful putting it all together and trying to picture what it's going to look like when you get to that destination. But it helps you realize that nothing just comes to you, but you have to be very organized and very, well, like your plans have to be very well thought.
The devil is in the details. I think that's one of the most important things for people to remember, that it takes time. And we literally start discussing prom in January, and we already have our contract for 2020 signed, ready to go. And so this isn't something that we just think about like the month before. It's always the last Saturday in April. So we have that part planned out. But then to get details like foods and times and photographers, etc., it's just a process, and you have to be organized to make that happen.
Wow. Would you ladies like to go into detail about what like the children's Christmas party entails, as well as hoo-ah and prom? Maybe give us a little sneak peek.
Children's Christmas party, we always do the Friday before Christmas break, and we start that probably in October. We contact the middle schools and get, the elementary schools and get names of children who would benefit from attending the children's Christmas party. Then we have to seek out teachers and students who would be willing to help buy the gifts. And we have to contact Mr. and Mrs. Claus to see if they can make it down from the North Pole, get a couple elves as well. And then we have crafts and music and movies. And so it's a wonderful event. But like Allie said, it's a lot of work in the beginning, but the reward is seeing the kids' faces when they're opening gifts, and also seeing our students interacting with the kids and the joy that they get from giving back.
And I think along with that, something that makes our council different than other high schools is our sheer numbers. We have about 200 students in student council at this time, and any one of our events can range from 500 to 1,000 people. The children's Christmas party alone is at least 400 people in attendance on that evening when we have the party. That's not even talking about the numbers that are donating. It's far greater than that. And our prom is the same thing. We have a 900 people come to our prom.
Students.
So we have students, yes. And so we have to be prepared for that. And it's just, the size alone is huge.
Well, that is all for this Horns World. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just got to like interview the student council president. That's dope. As well as the mind blown. But thank you so much for coming down today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later, strangers.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.